Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go to the capital of live music now, Austin, Texas. Over 300 acts, established performers and up-and-comers, will be performing during the annual South by Southwest Festival this year. The events get rolling today, so let's bring in Rachel Rasko. She is the music editor for the Austin Chronicle. She got a preview of some of her most anticipated performances. Rachel, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
This is a huge event every year in Austin. It's not just music, it's movies, it's tech. For people who've never been, describe the South by Southwest music scene and how influential it's been over the years.
Yeah, I mean, South by Southwest started as a much smaller event in the 80s here in Austin that really was a music-based event when it launched. So it really takes up everyone's mental space and schedule when it comes around this time of year if you're remotely interested in music in Austin. And even though I think the amount of kind of like star studdedness and sponsors have fluctuated so much over the years, kind of undeniably, there is a higher concentration of great new acts to see, often for free at this time of year.
And this year, I understand there is some controversy too. Several artists have pulled out of the festival because it's sponsored by the U.S. Army. What are the musicians saying about that?
Yeah, this week we had some artists that were planning to come down drop out, citing both the U.S. Army super sponsorship of the festival as well as the event's ties to the defense contractor RTX Corporation, which was formerly known as Raytheon. And a lot of artists were pointing out that RTX is known to supply weapons to the Israeli government, and that was, I think, having a big part to do with their making this decision. And that being said, a lot of them are still going to come down for unofficial events, which are a huge part of the South by Southwest experience. So some of them still will have like up to 8 concerts. But I would point out that a lot of that education about who is funding and helping with South by Southwest has been due to local activism. I know the artist Squirrel Flower cited that she learned about some of the Army sponsorship from the Austin for Palestine Coalition.
So a little bit of controversy, but a lot of great music. Let's hear some of it. This song is called Nurse by the band Bar Italia. One of your colleagues wrote that Bar Italia is sure to please mosh-ready audiences in Austin. Tell me about this band.
Yeah, that song, Nurse, I just kept hearing last year on our local NPR affiliate station, KUTX, and I think it's really just like a very tasty, cool, sleek art rock song, and this is definitely one of those bands that has been what a lot of people say when I ask them who they're excited to see at South by Southwest, and they're a London-based trio, and that song is from their album Tracy Denim, which I believe was released on the label of the artist Dean Blunt. So I think that affiliation kind of helps lift them up initially.
Yeah. Do you usually have bands come to Austin from other countries? Is that a big part of the festival?
Yeah, I think tracking the international acts is a big way to kind of make the most of the festival because it is a unique time that they're coming here. And I do think that at least in recent years, kind of having these UK post-punk bands that have like a cool, sometimes spoken word sound has been a big part of the bands that are kind of trendier here.
And the reason I asked about the international bands is because I understand there's another artist called Water Baby that will be in Austin, and you wrote that her musical references include R&B icon Frank Ocean and the folk artist Fleet Foxes. This song, let's listen to it now, is called 911.
Call me when you need someone, I could be your 911. Yeah. Even when you lie, I believe you. One day we're gonna die, we should have some fun. And if I did all, I still need you. I think it's gonna rain, baby, let's go home.
Water Baby is from Stockholm. What do you love about this one?
Yeah, I heard that song 911 and I really liked how she replicated like an emergency siren with her voice. I just thought that was so funny,
love that too.
In like a really pretty dreamy way. So sometimes I feel like with the South by artists, that's all it takes that you just hear one of their songs and you're like, wow, I would really like to hear them play that live and see what the rest of it's all about.
Okay, so we've talked about some international acts. Let's bring in some local acts. This one is Teeth. They're from Texas, and this track is called Lucky. I hear the indie star Ethel Kane is a big fan. Is this a group that's about to break out?
Yeah, that kind of like shocked me the other week to see that they were announced to be opening some Ethel Kane dates this summer. That'll be a really exciting step for this band. And I really just love how bright and hopeful that song Lucky is, even though they're definitely in the kind of slowcore genre, which is known for being kind of dreary and sad. I think it's a really nice combination of sounds, and it'll be really interesting to see how those bigger audiences respond to it.
Let's talk about slowcore for just a minute. Our producer Gabby says it sounds like the music that she used to cry to in college, in a good way. My daughter listens to slowcore all the time. What are your thoughts on the slowcore appeal?
I definitely think the revival of some of these bands like Duster on TikTok has made it kind of have its moment with the new generation. And it's been really interesting to see people kind of latching onto these words like slowcore, like shoegaze.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's cool if it helps people digest music that came out before they were born. But yeah, I think Texas has we've had some interesting people playing that kind of music here. And I think it fits with kind of like barren landscape with some tumbleweeds or something.
All right, let's move on to Grace Sorensen. This is a really local performer based in Austin, and the song is called Madness, Madness. If it feels good, I'ma do it. Golden hopes, classic full books. In the evening when it's just me, I love my company. Feel some bad intentions. Love that. And Grace is also a dancer, is that right?
Yeah, I think her mom is involved with the dance studio that she kind of grew up being involved with. But yeah, we first wrote about some of her releases when she was still in high school, and it's been really fun to watch her kind of develop her sound. That was a December song that I think is a kind of like good example of her kind of like sultry R&B pop vibes that generally have a cool music video where she's dancing.
You know, I had never heard of Grace Sorensen, and I think that's kind of the case with a lot of acts at South By. Like, there's some great artists who everyone's heard of, but at the same time, there's so many new up-and-coming performers. Tell us about your favorite South By experience or a memory when you know, you're having dinner with friends and family and you say, oh, I saw them way back when.
In 2019, I was at Cheer Up Charlie's for a showcase put on by She Shreds, and I got to see Megan Thee Stallion when she was really on her way up, and I think that was one of her first times coming to Austin.
What'd she play? Do you remember?
I don't remember what song she had out that year, but I do remember I turned right next to me, and Lizzo had come to the venue to watch Megan, and that was just really cool to see both of them and be in that environment. And I think that's the kind of stuff that you can still make happen in your schedule, whether you have a badge or not.
Oh my goodness, that sounds fun. Rachel Rasko is the music editor at the Austin Chronicle, talking to us about the South by Southwest Music Festival. Rachel, thanks so much and enjoy the shows.
Thank you. Right.